It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess. This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the third hour of our get-together on this Trash Talkin' Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. And we've got a lot to talk about. Fox News reporting that they're looking at maybe 4 days after the actual election day for them to name a winner. I mean, they're just projecting this, but they're projecting it already. So, yeah.
That's an eternity.
Yeah, we'll talk about that further. But right now, we've got Chad Johnson right here in the studios. And good morning, Chad. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
I'm glad you're speaking slowly. I know you're also an auctioneer, and I was afraid you were just going to come in and I wouldn't be able to keep up with it.
Now we'll do our best.
So it's Chad Johnson. You are going for the state rep seat that Chuck Clemens has to vacate.
That's correct. It's state representative. It's District 22. It encompasses all of Gilchrist and all of Levy County, and then kind of pie shapes into Alachua County through Archer up to Tower Road, and then on the Newberry side comes Newberry to Jonesville, and then all the way to the University of Florida. Picks up both health institutions, HCA and Shands, and so as well as both of our college institutions, the University of Florida and Santa Fe College.
Well, I got to tell you, you have a who's who, an all-star lineup, murderer's row, whatever you want to call it, of folks that are backing you up, including Chuck Clemens, the Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, who we have on a regular basis. Love that guy. Dennis Baxley, I mean, that guy is rock-solid conservative. You've got Stan McLean. We had him in the studio not too long ago. We love him, too. Bobby Schultz, I mean, you got it going on.
Well, we were blessed. Bobby Schultz was really one of the first ones to get behind me. I've known Chuck Clemens since I was a college student at Florida, and so long-term friendship, mentorship there. Had no idea that we were going to run, didn't anticipate running. But there was just no one that surfaced as a candidate that understood both the rural communities and fiscally constrained counties such as Gilchrist and Levy that also had an understanding of Gainesville. I mean, I grew up in Gainesville, went to school here in Alachua County, and then graduated from the University of Florida with a degree in food and resource economics. So, and then moved to Levy County where we've lived for the last 30 years. And so I have been in this district my entire life.
Well, that's interesting. My daughter got her first degree, food and resource economics, from University of Florida. She loved the IFAS folks, loved it, but she thought she should continue her education. Anyway, she got her master's. Anyway, she's now a PA,
oh, wow,
all through University of Florida.
But started through food and resource economics.
And I had, yeah, she graduated three times from UF. So
we're blessed in this area with great secondary educational institutions, and I will work to continue to make sure that those universities and the colleges are funded and that we've got a curriculum base that are helping prepare students for the workforce in the future.
What have you done for a living? What is your life experience that leads you up to, you know, want to be a servant of the people and help us out here?
So I've always been in ag sales, sold livestock pharmaceuticals for the longest time in my career. Also an auctioneer. Do a lot of the premium purebred livestock sales throughout the Southeast, as well as have a real estate license that we dabble in real estate here and there. And so my wife is a former school teacher in Levy County, and I've joked and said that, you know, my ADHD kicked in long before there was all these new drugs. And so I've always just been super busy and loved exploring different opportunities. And that's kind of been our career. I was appointed as a county commissioner back in 2009 and then served those 2 years and then an additional 4 years as a county commissioner in Levy County. That was right after the real estate bust. And so drawing in the county to make sure that we remain solvent when those ad valorem coffers exploded and all of a sudden the county took in so much money, we do like all governments do, and we spend what we bring
right
in. And then when they started to collapse, I was there to basically try and help us get back to being solvent, get our spending under control. And so it's a great experience. We've been out of politics for 10 years, hadn't necessarily missed it. But again, when this seat was opened up due to term limits, there was just no one that we felt understood both the west side of this district that could also do a good job representing the people in Gainesville as well.
So what about, tell me about your family a little bit.
So again, my wife is Angela Quincy. We've been just celebrated September 24th was 30 years of marriage.
Congratulations.
Four kids. They are scattered out from Tennessee to still in Chiefland, Ocala, and Wauchula. My daughter is the baby, and I guess it's okay to say on the radio, we've got our first grandbaby coming. So we are pumped. We're excited at our house. Just really blessed. My wife comes from a great family there in Levy County. They've been there since the late 1800s. And so I tell everybody, we live in what I think is the greatest part of the state as well as the country. Part of the challenge is everybody realizes how great it is, but they want to control growth. And I understand that, but at the same time, you can't stop growth. People are going to come to Florida for a lot of reasons.
You try to channel the growth.
Absolutely.
You try to lay it out that it's going to make sense, and that so the people that lived there for many years are still going to have a great quality of life. It is it's a balancing act, for sure. And so your youngest daughter is kind of carrying the mantle from you in the ag world.
Absolutely. Madeline's married into the Carlton family, historic ranching family. And in fact, what would be her great-great-grandfather-in-law was actually Governor Carlton back in the late 20s.
Wow.
And so, better than the last name, she is married to a guy that is crazy about her. And you guys, you know, if you have a daughter, at the end of the day, no matter what, that's what you want is a young man that's crazy about it.
And
so that's a good feeling for a dad.
Yep. Well, new grandpa myself, so I can totally relate. And there is nothing like it. And I know you've got a lot of fun ahead of you. And you're also our new connection for ivermectin, right? I knew you were in ag sales and you dealt with the pharmaceutical
wow.
side. And that's kind of an ongoing thing with us, the whole COVID thing and the controversy surrounding that.
Can certainly understand that.
Right. All right. So you're also a Second Amendment guy, and we really like that. Greg was telling me, because he's talked to you before, that you're an A, right? A or A plus?
Well, so before you have a voting record, the NRA does not give you a quote-unquote rating. They just give you a favorable based on your questionnaire. But the NRA is very I shouldn't say controlling, but very cautious about giving their ratings,
right.
And to the point where they don't give them until you have a voting record to stand on.
I think they've been abused in the past. There would be some, just for simple terms, you know, left of center folks that, you know, want to be able to say that because they know, especially if you're in a rural area, that's a big one for a lot of folks, but they didn't stand behind it. And but we know you're a guy that's going to stand behind it. And let me ask you this. If you get to Tallahassee, you think there's a chance that maybe this open carry thing could finally get out and maybe get a full vote?
It'll be interesting to see where that goes. As far as where I stand based on my principles, I can remember being in high school and having a gun in the vehicle, and everybody on the radio is going to be shocked, unless, of course, they're older than 45, 50 years
right.
old.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was not an issue. We didn't have gun problems then. We had, you know, and we don't have, in my opinion, we have people problem. And so that, for me, gun and gun safety and having a firearm is the Second Amendment. Our founding fathers thought enough of it that they placed it second on the Bill of Rights to make sure that we are allowed to arm ourselves to protect ourselves from anything. So, and that's where I'm at. And if the legislature seems to be going in a different direction, then it will be up to me to go to them early on and just say, hey, I can't get behind this, or I can get behind this based on my principles.
Yeah, we're just trying to have some accountability because, you know, they've fallen short in the past. You get conservative Republicans that, you know, do the, yeah, we're all Second Amendment. Then when it comes time for something like the open carry, they get a little squishy. And we hope that's not the case with you.
No. Nope.
All right. Chad Johnson, this is District 22, and we wish you the best. And if you want to find out more, Johnson for Florida, and it's F-O-R spelled out, johnsonforflorida.com, and they can get more information there.
Absolutely. We're on Facebook, so appreciate and just encourage everyone to vote. I realize we may say Trump's going to win, but we all win on the down ticket if everyone gets out there and votes. So make sure you get out there, either early voting, which has already started, or November 5th. Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Well said. Don't need to add anything to that. Keep listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.